Appearing in a federal court in Manhattan today, Mohammed Al-Sadi smiled as a judge read off the list of terrorism charges. Arrested in Turkey in the last 24 hours and extradited to New York, Al-Sadi is accused of trying to hire someone who happened to be an undercover officer to carry out attacks in Los Angeles, Scottsdale, Arizona, and New York City. New York City Police Commissioner Jessica Tisch said, "We disrupted a plan to attack a Manhattan synagogue and, in partnership with the synagogue's leadership, ensured its security when the threat was elevated." Prosecutors say on April 3rd, Al-Sadi sent maps of a New York synagogue and Jewish centers in L.A. and Scottsdale to the undercover officer, agreeing to pay him $10,000. In the next day, Al-Sadi is alleged to have sent $3,000 in crypto as a down payment for the New York attack, texting, "I want to see good news tonight, not tomorrow, bro." Prosecutors say Al-Sadi is a commander of Kataib Hezbollah, an Iran-backed terrorist group with ties to the Iranian Revolutionary Guard. He's pictured here with the late Iranian general Qasem Soleimani, killed by a U.S. drone strike in 2020 on orders from President Trump. His defense attorney said Al-Sadi is being punished for his ties to Soleimani.
This case is a political case, it's a political prosecution, we're going to be litigating it as such.
Prosecutors also say after the war began, Al-Sadi helped launch 18 terror attacks across Europe, including on a synagogue and a Jewish school in Belgium, and the stabbing of two Jewish men in London last month. CBS contributor Sam Vinograd said retaliatory acts of terrorism could become more common.
Even when drones, missiles, and more stop flying over Iranian airspace, it is more than likely that these military campaigns have inspired a generation of individuals to continue to try to wreak havoc.
And Al-Sadi is facing multiple terrorism charges, including providing material support for acts of terrorism. If convicted, Major, he could face up to life in prison.